Io sono il 30 di Sino.
Patrick, good morning. The other recognized the voice, but I can't put a name to it. But good morning. D7J here. Just early morning run to the dump and then off to pick up materials for this week's job.
Yeah, I hadn't talked to you in a while. And good morning, Chandler.
So I knew I'd talked to you before, but I just couldn't pull the name out. So good morning, Chandler. Hope you're doing well this morning. Mornings are getting darker.
It's that time of year.
I've got the pool cover put on ASAP. Even if I don't drain it and shut it down, I better get the cover on. The leaves are going to start to fall here soon.
So, I imagine it won't be another week or two before they start falling, if that long.
From my house, I don't know what kind of tree it is, but the leaves are already starting to turn yellow and fall on that one. So when I see that happening, I know it's time to pull the cover.
Apple trees are the first ones to start changing the colors, so. But they're usually orange or yellowish.
People, now I remember what it is when I bought it, planted it 10, 12, 15 years ago. I forgot what it was. But it's not a maple. But anyway, the leaves are already starting to fall on that one.
How are you doing, your dad, and all that?
Actually, I'm surprised he's doing as well as he is. 6, 7 months ago, I was concerned he wouldn't be here in 6 or 7 months, but he's made a really good turnaround. This weekend, they got the Route 66 event going, which is it's just a fun event if you care to chase stations, all of the U.S. stations, but it's a fun event.
Didn't work anything this weekend. I was going to ask you that question.
About DMR. You guys were DMR, right?
Sideband. And one or two of them on FT8. That was just kind of tinkering around.
There to start with.
My bad, buddy. Sorry about that, Bob. I was DMR contacts all weekend. Maybe not a whole lot, but I was some DMR contacts. Although I think I might like to chip there.
So you worked with some DMR contacts this weekend, Chandler?
A firm.
Done at all is DMR.
In it, but I don't know, it's been tough. Getting into it for me.
Don't really.
Recently got into it and he's enjoying it. And that's what the hobby's all about, is having fun.
But I'm sorry, but I'm thinking I don't want to get to know what it's all about. Then I'll want to probably do it and then I'll spend more money. And there you go.
The thing about it is you can get into it and enjoy it without spending a ton of money. I mean, you're going to spend money for a radio and if you want to, a hotspot, but it's cheaper than buying an HF rig.
I heard this about 10 years ago when I bought the Bowfang. You can do it for, you know, you don't have to spend a lot of money. So, I'm not sure that really holds water.
Just bought a HT and the hotspot that I would recommend, and he can tell you you spent about $700 on it.
Not inexpensive, but I've done my fair share of spending, I'll tell you that.
Spending this hobby any length of time has done that, haven't it, Bob?
You're right. It is not an inexpensive hobby, but it is a good hobby. But I don't know. There's not a lot of hobbies that are what you call inexpensive, really.
No, but yeah, I'm with you there. Pretty much anything you want to do or enjoy is going to cost you money at some point.
Kidding. But if you start to get interested in it, you're going to start doing upgrades. And I used to be into saltwater aquariums, and I got into it so much that I ended up opening up a store. This was up in Michigan, and it became a business rather than a hobby.
KO4HX, I have found that's the quickest way to ruin enjoying a hobby.
It wasn't bad because I still got to enjoy the hobby, but, you know, I used to enjoy my tanks at home, my aquariums at home. I had a big 300-gallon saltwater reef in my living room, and I used to really enjoy working on that and keeping it just pristine. And, you know, after you're at a store for 8 or 10 hours, who wants to come home and do that?
I used to enjoy working on collars too, and then I started doing it for a living, and now I don't care if I ever turn another wrench.
Same thing like with the photography. I don't even take a camera on vacation anymore.
Did you go to the Shelby Ham Fest? I didn't see you up there.
I don't generally do ham fests anymore. I like to go to Waynesville. It's close, it's local. I see people I know. I can walk through and around in about an hour and go home. And rarely do I buy anything at a ham fest. I do, it's little nickel and dime stuff, solder. I bought a couple little items this year. I forgot what they are even.
And I went up to the Waynesville one, and then I went to the Shelby one. I didn't buy much of anything at the Shelby Ham Fest. Was looking for some antenna switches, and I didn't see any.
Antenna for my truck, that's now I remember, and I had to buy an adapter to make it fit. And let me see, there's something else that I bought. I can't remember what it was, but it was some little nickel and dime thing. I think I spent 50 or 60 bucks on the antenna.
It was about me.
Did you get to Shelby?
A little over an hour, not too long. You can be from your place in Harrisonville about an hour and 10 minutes or so.
I-4, although I didn't drive, but I was still in the car, so I've been to Shelby before, but I don't know, I'm just not a big ham fest guy anymore. I used to enjoy going to them, but I don't know, it just kind of, that part of the hobby has gotten to be just a, I don't know, unnecessary evil maybe.
KO4WWZ back in the sorry guys, I ran into the convenience store for a minute.
We just wondered what happened to you.
I've been meaning to text you. Me and Keith, KN4CHY, we're wanting to start like a 3-net and post-net round table on SkyTech 316 on Friday nights and Saturday nights. And we'd love for you to join us.
I'll have to look into that. Just send me a little more information on it, and I'll see what I can do. I'm pulling up at my first stop, so I'm going to say 7-3. It's good to talk to both of you. Bob, you be safe out there. Chandler, be safe wherever you're going to work today. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now.
Yeah, and I've got to jump out of here too, Chandler. I'm pulling into the dump, and I got to pack this trailer in. Y'all have a great day. ND7J. Have a great
day. You guys, KO4WWZ.
Morning, gentlemen. KF4NXY, David.
Morning, David. KO4WWZ, Chandler. They just left, David.
I thought they were clearing out, but wanted to speak to you, Chandler. You have a good morning and a good day, and be careful wherever you're working out there today.
I'm working tonight, buddy. I just got off a night ER call. Got 8.5 hours.
Well, that's good. You got your hours in for the day. Go home and get you some rest and do what you want to do the rest of the day.
Okay, Roger, roger. How's you doing, Dave?
Well, for an old man, I just got back up again. I had been up a while ago listening to 80 meters and watching the morning news. And now I done got me another cup of coffee and working on getting ready for the day. That means taking a whole handful of medicine and getting my insulin shots.
Roger, roger. Well, I think I'm going to start back for the house. I just visited my friends up at the school bus office. I missed them guys to, like, transmit to me. And, I don't know if it's going to clear out here soon, but, I'll stick around if you want to chat.
Kind of need to get to my coffee and my morning routine of rounding up all my medicines and all that good junk. But you have a good day, good morning, and I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY, I'll be clear on your final.
73, David, have you a good day.